Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Mandim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Kedushin, Daf Tezayin, the first parak Isha Niknes. The Zichud Maseches Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Chazakas Torah. So the three we're going to focus on. Amun Uwa says the source of an Eved Ivri may be acquired with the shtar is the pasuk Imacheres Ikachlo. If he takes another wife in addition to his father's Amma Ivria, Ikisha Kazvu Acheres. The pasuk compares the Amma to the other ordinary wife. Just as a wife is acquired with the shtar, an amma, and by extension an eved, is also acquired with the shtar. However, this drasha depends on a machlokes about who writes the shtar of an amma ivriya. Rav Huna holds adin kosvo, the master writes it and gives it to the father. And Rav Chisda holds av kosvo, the father writes it and gives it to the master. According to Rav Huna, the shtar of an amma ivriya parallels the shtar of kedushin, that the acquirer, meaning the husband, writes and gives the shtar. But according to Rav Chisda, that the seller, the father, writes and gives it, the shtar of an amma ivriya cannot be derived from that of kedushin. Rav Acha bar Yaakov provides a second drasha, Oteitze ketzeitze avadim, an amma ivriya shall not leave like the leaving of Canaanite slaves. Avad niknesi kekinyan avadim, but she may be acquired like Canaanite slaves are acquired. Umay nihu shtar. And what is the way in which she may be acquired? Through a shtar. The Gemara proceeds to explain how to derive shtar specifically from this drasha. Point number two is Tanya writes, V'konis hasmo b'kesev, u'b'shava kesev, u'b'shtar. An Eved Ivri can acquire himself with money, items worth money, and a document. After explaining the source for money and items worth money, the Gemara analyzes the case of shtar. If the shtar is obligating himself for the redemption money, that is the equivalent of money and not an additional method. If instead it's a document of shichur, emancipation, meaning freeing him before his term is completed, why is the shtar necessary? Lema le ba'apit trei zil, let him tell the servant in front of two witnesses, go. Inami ba'apit beidin zil, or tell him in front of basin, go, thereby waiving his monetary right to his service. Rava concludes, Zosomer is the Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui. This demonstrates that an Eved Ivri's body is owned by the master during his term. Va'arav shamacho al gironoi en girono macho. And therefore the master who forgives the remainder of what the slave owes him, the remainder is not forgiven because the master's partial ownership of the Eved Ivri cannot be forgiven. And point number three, Reish Lakish says, Ami Ivri akonis atzma b'misa za'av m'rishus adon. An Ami Ivri acquires herself from her master's domain through the father's death. This is derived from a kal v'chomer. If simanim, signs of na'arus, do not remove a girl from the father's domain, yet remove her from the master's domain, then the father's death, which removes her from her father's domain, meaning her labor belongs to her and not his heirs, surely should remove her from the master's domain. Reish Lakish's ruling is challenged and defended until finally, Rav Amram quotes a brisa which lists the servants who receive Hanaka as one who goes out at the end of 6 years, at Yovel, with the master's death, and an Amma Ivriya through Simani, but does not list the father's death. This proves conclusively that an Amma Ivriya does not go free with the father's death, and the Gemara explains that Reish Lakish's Kal V'Chomer can be undermined. What comparison is there with signs of Na'arus, where her body has physically changed, causing her to go free? Tomer b'misas av shekein lo nishtana haguf, will you say the same with the father's death, where her body has not physically changed? So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Ua says the source, that an Eved Ivri may be acquired with the shtar, is the pasuk Imacheres Ikachlo, if he takes another wife in addition to his father's Amma Ivriya. Ikisha kasavu acheres, the pasuk compares the Amma to the other ordinary wife. Just as a wife is acquired with the shtar, an Amma, and by extension an Eved, is also acquired with the shtar. However, this drasha depends on a machlokes about who writes the shtar of an Amma Ivriya. Rav Huna holds adin kosvo, the master writes it and gives it to the father. And Rav Chisda holds av kosvo, the father writes it and gives it to the master. According to Rav Huna, the shtar of an amma ivriya parallels the shtar of kedushin, that the acquirer, meaning the husband, writes and gives the shtar. But according to Rav Chisda, that the seller, the father, writes and gives it, the shtar of an amma ivriya cannot be derived from that of kedushin. Rav Acha bar Yaakov provides a second drasha, Oteitze ketzeitze avadim, an amma ivriya shall not leave like the leaving of Canaanite slaves. Avad niknesi kekinyan avadim, but she may be acquired like Canaanite slaves are acquired. Umay nihu shtar. And what is the way in which she may be acquired? Through a shtar. The Gemara proceeds to explain how to derive shtar specifically from this drasha. Point number two is Tanya writes, V'konis hasmo b'kesev, u'b'shava kesev, u'b'shtar. An Eved Ivri can acquire himself with money, items worth money, and a document. After explaining the source for money and items worth money, the Gemara analyzes the case of shtar. If the shtar is obligating himself for the redemption money, that is the equivalent of money and not an additional method. If instead it's a document of shichur, emancipation, meaning freeing him before his term is completed, why is the shtar necessary? Lema le ba'apit trei zil, let him tell the servant in front of two witnesses, go. Inami ba'pe beidin azil, or tell him in front of basin, go, thereby waiving his monetary right to his service. Rava concludes, zosomer is eved ivri gufo kanui. This demonstrates that an eved ivri's body is owned by the master during his term. Va'rav shamachal girano in girano machu, and therefore the master who forgives the remainder of what the slave owes him, the remainder is not forgiven because the master's partial ownership of the eved ivri cannot be forgiven. And point number three, Reish Lakish says, Ami Ivri akonas atzma b'misas ha'av m'rishus adon. An Ami Ivri acquires herself from her master's domain through the father's death. This is derived from a Kal v'chomer. If simanim, signs of na'arus, do not remove a girl from the father's domain, yet remove her from the master's domain, then the father's death, which removes her from her father's domain, meaning her labor belongs to her and not his heirs, surely should remove her from the master's domain. Reish Lakish's ruling is challenged and defended until finally, Rav Amram quotes a brisa which lists the servants who receive Hanaka as one who goes out at the end of 6 years, at Yovel, with the master's death, and an Ami Ivriya through Simani, but does not list the father's death. This proves conclusively that an Ami Ivriya does not go free with the father's death, and the Gemara explains that Reish Lakish's Kal v'chomer can be undermined. Malo Simani Shinin Shtana Haguf, what comparison is there with signs of Na'arus, where her body has physically changed, causing her to go free? Tomer b'misa za'av shekein lo nishtana haguf, will you say the same with the father's death, where her body has not physically changed? All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Tes Zayin, and our standard siman is toes, and we often use an acrobat with large toes for the siman. So here goes. After the acrobat with large toes and the diamond-studded suit was acquired as an Eved Ivri, with a shtar, just like an Ami Ivriya, he was shocked to discover that his master owned his entire body, and that the Ami Ivriya didn't go free upon her father's death. Once again, slow motion. After the acrobat with large toes, that must be one of Tes Zayin. After the acrobat with large toes and the diamond-studded suit was acquired as an Eved Ivri with a shtar, just like an Ami Ivriya, which reminds us, Ula says the source that an Eved Ivri may be acquired with a shtar is the pasuk imacheres ikachlo, if he takes another wife, in addition to his father's Ami Ivriya, ikisha kasva acheres. The pasuk compares the Amma to the other ordinary wife. So just as a wife is acquired with a shtar, an Amma, and by extension an Eved, is also acquired with a shtar. Rav Acha bar Yaakov provides a second drasha. So, after the acrobat with large toes and the diamond-studded suit was acquired as an Eved Ivri, with a shtar, just like an Ami Ivriya, he was shocked to discover that his master owned his entire body, which reminds us, Rava teaches that an Eved Ivri's body is owned by the master during his term, and therefore, the master who forgives the remainder of what the slave owes him, the remainder is not forgiven because the master's partial ownership of the Eved Ivri cannot be forgiven. So, after the acrobat with large toes and the diamond-studded suit was acquired as an Eved Ivri, with a shtar, just like an Ami Ivriya, he was shocked to discover that his master owned his entire body, and that the Ami Ivriya didn't go free upon her father's death, which reminds us, Rav Amar quotes a brisa which lists the servants who receive Hanaka gifts as one who goes out at the end of 6 years at Yovel with the master's death and an Ami Ivriya through Simanim, but he doesn't list the father's death. This proves conclusively that an Ami Ivriya does not go free with the father's death. So once again, after the acrobat with large toes and the diamond-studded suit was acquired as an Eved Ivri with a shtar, just like an Ami Ivriya, he was shocked to discover that his master owned his entire body, and that the Ami Ivriya didn't go free upon her father's death. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazar. Daf Yud Beis. So the Siman Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. Six of the diamond brothers, six brothers and another six, 12 brothers all together? That must be more than Daf Yud Beis. Six of the diamond brothers were so busy worrying that the date a man gave their sister for Kedushin was worth a Shabbaprutah and Madav, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a man once gave a woman a date for Kedushin, and Shmuel ruled that even if an entire core of dates is only worth a dinar, and a single date is less than a pruta, she's considered married. Chayshin and Shem and Shabbaprutah and Madai were concerned that perhaps it's worth a pruta and Madai where dates are less available. So, six of the diamond brothers were so busy worrying that the date a man gave their sister for Kedushin was worth a Shabbaprutah and Madai, and the other six brothers were distracted telling the mother of the man who was Makadosher with a blue stone the day earlier that they don't believe her, that it was worth a Shabbaprutah, which reminds us, a man once married a woman with a blue stone and another man married her afterwards. Rav Chista evaluated the stone to see if it was worth a Prutah to determine if she was married to the first or second man. After Rav Chista determined that the stone was not worth a Prutah and she was married to the second man, the first man's mother told Rav Chista that the stone was worth a Prutah on the day of the Kedushin. Rav Chista responded, Lev kol kaminach da'asras la'abasva, is not within your ability to prohibit her to the second man through your testimony. So six of the Diamond Brothers were so busy worrying that the date a man gave their sister for Kedushin was worth a Shavapruta Madai, and the other six brothers were distracted telling the mother of the man who was Makadosh with the blue stone the day earlier that they don't believe her, that it was worth a Shavapruta, that they didn't notice that their other sister sat in silence after a man told her she should become Mukadeshis with the four Zuz wrapped in the Hadassim he gave her earlier. Which reminds us, a man once married a woman with a mat of Hadassim. When he was told it was worth less than a pruta, he responded, let her become married with the four Zuz wrapped inside it. She kept the money and was silent. Rava said, Havishtikusa de lachar matamaos, the case is silence after money was given. Bekoshtikusa de lachar matamaos lav kumhi. And any silence after money is given is meaningless and does not constitute consent. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy standing at the diamond-shaped pulpit, who was shocked when a man stole a ribbon from a girl and then handed it to her for kedushin, which reminds us, Gemara relates that a man once stole ribbons from a woman, and when she asked for them, he responded, if I give them to you, will you be married to me? She accepted them and was silent. Rav Nachman ruled that she can say, ein, shakli, vididi shakli, yes, I took them, but I took that which was mine and did not accept them as kedushin. So the bar mitzvah boy standing at the diamond-shaped pulpit, who was shocked when a man stole a ribbon from a girl and then handed it to her for kedushin, wisely refused to get involved because he wasn't qualified, and it would be worse than bringing a mabul. Which reminds Rav Yehuda quoted Shmuel, Kol she'enu yodei b'tiv ginnin v'kedushin, anyone who does not know the laws of ginnin and kedushin, lo yehelu esek imahen, should have no involvement in them. Rav Yochanan added, v'kashin l'om yosim edor ha'mabul, and those who involve themselves without qualification are worse for the world than the generation of the flood. So the bar mitzvah boy standing at the diamond-shaped pulpit, who was shocked when a man stole a ribbon from a girl and then handed it to her for kedushin, wisely refused to get involved because he wasn't qualified, and it would be worse than bringing a mabul, and shared that he had plans to bring the olah for his late mother because she buda daraisa and she died after bringing her chatas. Which reminds us, two disputes were recorded which revolve around if she buda daraisa, the obligation of a person's property, is beholden to a debt biblically requiring payment after his death. A mission states about a woman who gave birth who brought her requisite chatas, but died before bringing her olah, that her heirs must bring her olah. Shmuel qualifies this, it only applies where she designated an olah while she was still living, but if she didn't, her heirs do not bring an olah. The Gemara deduces that he holds she buda love daraisa. The obligation on her inherited property is not beholden biblically. Rabbi Yochanan says the heirs must bring her olah even if she did not designate one, because he holds shibuda daraisa. Daf Yadalad. So the symbol Daf Yadalad is a hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The Yavama who is juggling diamonds, juggling, that must be learned Daf Yadalad, Yad. The Yavama who was juggling diamonds and received word that her Yavam died and she was permitted to the Shuk from a Kal Vachomer, which reminds the Gemara brings the sources for the Kinyanim of a Yavam. The Yavam's death permits her based on the Kal Vachomer. If a married woman whose adultery is punishable by death becomes permitted through her husband's death, then a Yavama whose adultery is only a Lav should certainly become permitted with the Yavam's death. So the Yavama who was juggling diamonds and received word that her Yavam died and she was permitted to the Shuk from a Kal Vachomer, decide to use the gems to be Kona, an Evid, with a Kenyan Kesef, which reminds the Gemara brings the Kenyanim of an Evid Ivri and the source for acquiring an Evid with money. The Torah teaches that an Ama Ivri can be redeemed by deducting time served from her original purchase price. This indicates she was originally purchased with money, proving that an Evid Ivri may be acquired with money. So the Yavama who's juggling diamonds and received word that her Yavam died and she was permitted to the Shuk from a Kal Vachomer decided to use the gems to be Kona and Evid with a Kinyan Kesef and saw an Evid sold by Basin show off his bored ear to a Mocher Atzmo who looked in disgust. Which reminds us, Abraisa discusses four distinctions between a servant who sells himself and one sold by Basin, one of them being that a Mocher Atzmo Eino Nirza, one who sells himself cannot have his ear bored to remain after completing his term. Mocheru Basin Nirza, but one sold by Basin can have his ear bored to remain. Rabbi Elazar disputes all the distinctions, saying that both types of servants are only sold for 6 years, can be Nirza, receive gifts upon leaving, and can be given a Shivcha Chananis. Dav Tezvav. So the Simmer Dav Tezvav relates to Tu B'Shvat, and we use a fruit bowl. So here goes. After the rich master presented a diamond studded fruit bowl, that must be more in Daf Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat. After the rich master presented a diamond studded fruit bowl full of gifts, only to the Evid sold by Beis Din, which reminds us, our brights in the previous Daf listed a machlokes about several differences between an Evid Ivri who sold himself and one sold by Beis Din. Here the Gemara explains the opinion that one who sold himself does not receive a hanaka gifts when he goes free. The Pasuk says about one sold by Beis Din, Hanek Tanik Lo, you shall surely give him gifts, teaching that they're only given to him and not to one who sells himself. The more brings an explanation for what the other Tana darshans from the word woe. So, after the rich man had presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl full of gifts, only to the Evid sold by Bastin, three fruit bowls arrived and were given to the three different types of Evid Ivri to celebrate their freedom at Yovel, which reminds us Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov requires three psukim to teach that each type of Evid Ivri, one who sold himself, one sold by Bastin, and a Nirza, go free at Yovel. So, after the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl full of gifts, only to the Evid sold by Bastin, three fruit bowls arrived and were given to the three different types of Evid Ivri to celebrate their freedom at Yovel, leaving only the Jewish slave of an idolater redeemed by his rich uncle, who wasn't going free, empty-handed, which reminds us, this machlokas of a Jewish slave of an idolater goes free when redeemed by relatives or others. But Yossi Gui holds, it's logical he should serve others who redeem him, because if he would go free, they would hold back and not redeem him. Rabbi Akiva holds it's logical that he should serve relatives who redeem, because otherwise every day he would go and sell himself to idolaters knowing his relatives will free him. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn that anyone who does not know the halachos of Gittin and Kedushin should have no involvement in them? That's on Daf. Yud Gemel. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that an Amma Ivriya does not go free upon her father's death? That's on Daf. Tezayin. Good. Number 3. Which stuff are three different psukim brought to teach that the three different types of Evid Ivri go free at Yovel? That's on Daf. Tezvav. Good. Number 4. Which stuff are sources brought for acquiring an Evid Ivri with a shtar? One being that it was learned from a hekvish between an Amma Ivriya and an ordinary wife. That's on Daf. Tezayin. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that a Yavam's death permits the Yavama to the Shuk based on a Kal Vachomer? That's on Daf. Yedad. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn? The Shmuel rules that if a man was Mekadosh a woman with a single date, we have to be concerned that it's worth a pruta in Madai. That's on Daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn? The different ways that an Evid is acquired, one of them being through a Kinyan Kesef. That's on Daf. Yedad. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn? An Evid Ivri's body is owned by the master during his term. That's on Daf. Tezayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do the Malkokas have been Evid that was redeemed from an idolater goes free if he was redeemed by relatives or by others? That's on Daf. Tezvav. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we have a Malkokas if Shibuda Daraisa, if the obligation of a person's property is beholden to a debt biblically requiring payment after death, such as bringing a mother's ola after she already brought a chatas? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.